Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Hey, everybody. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. And I've got the man that's been basically blowing us out the water with everything new, all these new foundation stuff. And I'm telling you, that P4P. Oh, shucks, that's what me and Dad has kind of started calling it. My goodness. JB,
yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, what's happening? In there like Ren 10-10.
How's it going, man?
It's going great, man. Life is wonderful, man. We just doing what we do, building the business, promoting drug free. And being the number one drug-free supplement company in the world. That's what we do.
And it's working. It's working. I mean, I'm telling you. Like, the option was never there. Let's be honest. And, I mean, this is something that's groundbreaking. And I think people are finally catching hold to something they can actually get hold to and support. And it's not like it's not like the Hulk Hogan's, it's not like the Arnold Schwarzenegger's, where they find out
right.
the truth later on and have to, have that little bit of disbelief and, loss of hope. We actually have natural athletes by a natural company, and you guys are natural as well, so everything about it is natural, and they can, like we learned at the Arnold, they can talk to their families and anybody else about us and not have any fear, not have any shame, or not have any doubt.
Man, look. What we're trying to do is we want to sit at the big table. So, the little small table at Thanksgiving for the little kids?
Mm-hmm.
Drug-free been at that table for a while now. We want to change that. We want to see it at the big table, and that was that was me and Joe's path when we created P4P Muscle, is to drug free thing ain't a joke,
Nope.
Say we ain't clowns, we're not just the drug free people over there, yeah, and stuff like that. No. We want to be at the big table. We will be at the big table, and either they gonna pull a chair out for us, or we gonna pull it out for ourselves. One of the two is gonna happen, and that's real. And my thing is that there's been months and stuff like that we've been we've been quiet. But understand that it's like what I told you before. Kaylin, P4P is never sleeping. Never sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Might have a nap here or there, but never sleeping. And while we're behind the scenes creating things, finalizing things, getting better. We ain't the type of people who put our stuff, we're not trying to pat ourselves on the back and all that stuff, woo woo woo, all that stuff. We want to do some really lay down foundations. When we say, I don't know if you've seen, which I'll give credit in Ben's magazine way back in the day, we put out an interview. We want to be
mm-hmm.
up here where Nike and all of them are. That was
yeah.
no joke when we were saying that. That was no joke when we were saying that, man. And I'm going to tell you, man, the stuff we have done, and the stuff that is about to happen makes the stuff in the past look like a joke. And this
wow.
stuff that is coming out, what we're going to do now, I can't get all into it, but I can give you tidbits and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
teasers and whatnot. But I'm going to tell you, I am very excited. And I'm going to tell one thing that we're coming out kicking the door in is with Three Eagle Extreme Oh, shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. Hey, that stuff is a bomb. I'm telling you right now, that stuff is a bomb.
We spent a year and a half creating that. There's not a pre-workout out there that can touch it. Guaranteed.
There's not a pre-workout that can touch it.
And I'm not saying that off of my experiences. I mean, we went through GNC, Total Nutrition. We talked to lab technicians and things of that nature of what ingredients. And we, trust me, the ingredients that are in that Alter Ego Extreme, the title of it, the name of it, fits it because there's nothing that can touch it. And I'm not saying that as a cheerleading type thing. I'm telling you, I've been around the block. This is from an experienced pro bodybuilder. And I know I done had my pre-workout before. There's not a pre-workout there that can touch it ingredient performance-wise and taste-wise. Nothing. And nothing. At one point, before we started P4P, I used to think MHP's, you ever tried MHP's Rage? Their pre-workout Rage?
Yeah.
Okay, so I used to think that was, it couldn't get no better than that. I thought, because they had things in there like L-Dopa. They had some unique things in there at the time with the feel-good stuff and everything like that that I had never seen in other pre-workouts. And when I took it, it was phenomenal. Now, we developed Alter Ego Extreme. When I put that to the test in the gym, over and over again, man, I'm gonna tell you, it blows that away. And I'm not trying to talk junk.
Yeah.
Performance, it blows it away. And I can't. Here's what I'm saying: the day of where pre-workouts are loaded with caffeine and stuff like that to blow your brains up and stuff, so you go, wow, you know, blow your brains up. Those days are gone. Now it's about ingredients that enhances performance. And what's happening is
I can tell you it does.
You don't touch it, but what's happening with me is that there's points in my workout where I think I'm done. But I'm not done. And what happens is I'll rest for a minute, and then the next thing you know, I'm popping out another 20 sets.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing I ever seen. And you feel good. It's not like like you jacked up on caffeine. It's like, it's like a feel. You feel great, man, when you on this stuff, man. And you know, everything feels good. And, you know, if you feel good, everybody knows this who lived weights before. When you feel good, the weights just fly up. And and that's what's going down. We put in a lot of sweat and to get it perfect. We feel this is perfection. We feel this is perfection when it comes to pre-workout. We feel that it mixes well. We feel that it tastes great. We feel the performance is great. The ingredients are the highest in the industry and whatnot from Beta Alien. Even the Yohimbe is 25 milligrams, which is one of the highest out there. And I think there was a new one by CelluCore. There was a new one by CelluCore called Shatter or something like that, or Black Onyx or something like that. And we blow ingredient, we blow them away. I'm telling you, brother, you better get that old shuck. And I'm telling you, don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on it. Something out of your workout. If you actually wanna get something out of your workout, then don't sleep on this. I'm gonna just tell you. Don't sleep on this. Even if I wasn't CEO of P4P Muscle, I was some Joe Smo on the street, I would tell you, don't sleep on this.
So I know that you've been traveling around, and this is Dez. I jumped on. Surprise! JV, I know you've been traveling around and you've been giving people the chance to try it when they're working out. What has the response been like?
Man, it's been actually crazy from all walks of life. I'm seeing boot camps at Anytime Fitnesses with ladies in their 60s, 70s. Taking this stuff, telling me that, man, JB, I feel great on this. And it's phenomenal to the hardcore guy that tells, you know, like, you know, that took a lot of pre-workouts in their life. And they try it, and they like, dude, this is good. They just taste it, and they say, man,
yes,
this is something I have never had before.
Well, I can piggyback that because, like I said, I've had the people that have been training with me, and they've been taking it. I'm telling you, just to watch the increased performance, the dedication, and basically finishing it out is just
right.
Amazing. And everybody is raving about the taste. And I'm telling you, because I was waiting because, you know, me and JB talked, and he said, you know, it's going to be off the chain. I'm like, okay, but there is no aftertaste and there is no before taste. It tastes just like you said it did. And I was sitting there with my mouth open. I almost did say something else. Well, you saw the video when I was taking it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, it's going to be hard not to cuss on this.
hey, we got in Madison, which we're going to be coming out pretty soon with a little shout out on social media, but we even got paramedics that love taking our stuff. And the reason
mm-hmm.
for it is because they need to be awake, because we got a few paramedics, actually we got a whole station of them, that they need to be awake, but they can't be shaky.
That's right.
They can't be all, you know, nervous and stuff like that, jacked up on caffeine. They can't have that, but they need to be awake and alert and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and they love our stuff, man, which you'll see that coming out pretty soon and stuff like that. I go around everywhere telling everybody, like, you know, we got a bunch of paramedics that take our stuff from all walks of life, man, that is just loving this stuff. And I can't keep it. I drop like a couple at a few gyms, you know. I just run through real quick. And I got a few bird dogs everywhere, and they just like, JB, man, I can't even keep this stuff. It's like, you know, everybody come in there and they taste it. They like, man, I want this. And so,
mm-hmm.
Then I keep dropping a few at each gym and stuff like that, you know, to keep some, you know, we're in our hometown to keep a lot of people, you know. I mean, we went through a lot, man. I think we went through like close to 100 in a month. And whatnot, which was pretty good and stuff like that. And that's just in our little circle. We haven't even put that out. I would guarantee you, if we had something like that at the Arnold or something like that, and people would lose their mind.
Yeah.
People would lose their mind on that. Because I know what they were doing on the other stuff. And that right there, man. They would just sit there and say, JB, let me pay you for this, because my workouts are ridiculous right now.
Yeah. No,
my workouts have been phenomenal. You know, I don't usually put myself, but you'll see. I mean, when you see me at a couple of events, brother, you see me a little lighter in the pants and whatnot. That's all to old Shuck. I've been on that stuff, man, and it's been working for me, man. I mean, I'm telling you, man. I was telling I got on. I remember I took I was working out the other day, and I was calling Chad, which is another owner of P4P Muscle, and I called him. I said, "Dude, I can't stop working out." He's like, "What?" He started cracking up. He's like, "What?" I said, "Dude, I'm telling you, literally." Like, I'm passing by machines, and I'm just working out. I got my bag sitting next to me. I was ready to go, and that was, like, 45
uh-huh.
minutes. This stuff is legit.
Now, here's the best thing about it. And, you know, when I was talking to the people that were asking me, because they see, you know, because if you're a regular gym member at my gym, you see us all the time working out. But to see them step up in the game, like JB was talking about, where we stepped up the game and started kicking in at overdrive, and then they start asking. And then the next thing they ask, you know, is it legit? And that's the biggest thing with folks now, because all these tainted supplements and all these other things going on. And, I get to tell them it's P4D. And that they like, well, what, you know, so what? But I said it's an all-natural company, meaning, you know, everybody involved is a natural athlete in some way, shape, or form. And that was really kind of putting them at ease, you know. And I think that's the biggest groundbreaking thing for P4P, is that it just busted the doors wide open when it came to saying this is something you can believe in, because we believe in it, because that's what we do.
Well, I mean, you know, this is just this is just a start. Right now, you know, Alter Ego Extreme, Black Raspberry, P4PMuscle.com, get yours, is our flagship going into a new sector. And this is going to be another level for P4P Muscle. There's going to be a lot of a few things that is going to be happening. Some things I can tell you, some things we're still in the works of and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there's like one thing that we were on Melinda Cresino's show on Fit Talk, and Joe was on there. And Joe was telling a few things of some of the stuff that's happening. But we're coming out with this thing called the Vault. Right now, it's in construction right now on our website. And this, man, is a pretty cool thing, man. This is basically like, I might have talked to you about this too earlier, but this is going down. This is going down probably by latest by this fall and stuff like that. And this is where you're going to get great discounts and stuff like that. Like, I give you an example, like things like, you know, our superstar Martin Daniels and Kalen Patterson video is coming out. I'll talk about that in 1 second, but I'm going to tell you, cop that DVD. That DVD, I'm telling you, is phenomenal. It's not like your regular bodybuilding DVD, man. It actually reminds me a lot of, it's like a flash bodybuilding video / MMA. And it's some really cool stuff in there. And you can see the camaraderie between P4P muscle athletes like Kalen and Mark Daniels. You'll see some real stuff there. And the workouts are ridiculous, man. I mean, this Martin Daniels is a beast, and I have great respect for Kalen Patterson, but my respect went through the roof going through a workout with Martin Daniels, because Martin Daniels will try to kill you.
Yes, he will. I'm a living witness. Yeah. Living in death, because I thought he killed me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a better man than me, because I had never done it. that man's a beast, man. I seen this dude. Oh, man. I'll give you one snippet. You'll see in the DVD. I can't give you all, but, man, this dude, there was a, and now, Kaylee, you weren't there for this. This is the first day. So this dude, there's two racks of dumbbells, right? Two racks of dumbbells. The highest dumbbell, I think, was 150s, 165s, or something like that. And this dude said, "All right, I'm gonna do some drop sets and stuff like that." Boom, boom. I think Angela Yeo was there. She was there. She was vouched for this. And this dude went through the whole two racks, no rest.
Wow.
Fair, man. Sitting there watching this dude, and he's going from 150 down to 20-pound dumbbells, no rest. Two gigantic racks. Everybody's standing in the background. You can't see it in the video, but everybody's standing in the background like, this dude need to be in a cage or something. I got juice heads coming up to me saying, man, dude, who's that cat? That dude's a beast. And stuff like that. So I'm like, man, I'm telling you, man, Martin Daniels is, man, cop that DVD. I'm telling you, if you a young bodybuilder or you coming up or a young pro or whatever, or even old pro, cop that DVD. That DVD should be in education archives on drug-free bodybuilding. It's a good DVD. And Kalen, man, was beasting with him and stuff like that on leg day. So my thing is, man, but it's very entertaining too as well. So, I mean, it's very funny. Kalen is very funny in it and stuff like that. And I like to thank you too, Kalen, for actually even being in the DVD and stuff like that. You actually was an important part of it. So I like to thank you for that now. And I think everybody's going to enjoy it and stuff like that. And you and Martin will get the first DVD. I think Joe's going to say he's sending it out to you before it even goes out. So you guys can see.
Oh, wow.
You and Martin will get yours before everybody. I watched it, dude. It's really good. It's really done well. Definitely cop that. But back to the vault. the vault, as I'm coming, I was on a bunny trail for a minute.
You beat me to it, but you got it.
the vault's gonna be very interesting. It's gonna be a lot of what I was leading with the Martin Daniels video freak show was that there's going to be, like, discounts and stuff with that DVD. So when you buy a DVD, there's going to be a huge discount on Alter Ego Extreme with that DVD. But we're doing things like that all the time with members and stuff like that. So just picture the vault being like a Costco membership. And you get all these different things and stuff like that you can get from or with PvP. Matter of fact, we're doing something that's never been done before once again and stuff like that, where with all the customers, we're doing drawings every month, and we're starting out at $100 and stuff like that. And then when there's so many people that come into the listen to this closely now. We're starting it off with $100. And then what happens is when there's more people that come in as a Volt member, the pot goes up. And every month we draw a member, a Volt member, every month to win that cash money.
Let me clarify right quick, JB. Now you're saying clarify. Not $100 in supplements. You're saying $100.
Look, it's like that with a baseball bat.
And then as more people join in, that amount goes up, or every month is $100.
So it goes up.
Yes. All right. So every month it goes up, people. When you sign on board, the amount goes up.
Yeah. So 100, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. What you want to make it?
So the real question is, are Kalen and I eligible?
But we also are doing something now that's in the works right now. We're also doing something for our athletes too as well, so stay tuned for that too as well. It's on the same line as this, but this is going to help you get more customers, which means more money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. So, I mean, it works out in the end for the athlete as well. Because
I'm going to tell you,
GNC ain't doing that.
No.
GNC is not doing that. Now, and now we're doing, now that's the fault. And then there's going to be other stuff. There, now, everybody will have, like, it's going to be a code lock place. So you got to actually put a code in to get in. We're also going to have for people when we go out to do events and stuff like that, and also, you know, we have gyms that people go and they buy it just like they walk in, just like a DNC and stuff like that, and buy it off the shelf and stuff like that. We're going to have, like, a keychain card. So, like, there are going to be special things that's going to happen when, you know, if you catch PvP at an event and you show us, we scan your keychain card, you're going to get some special stuff, too, at that event, too, as well. Maybe a drawing right then and there and stuff like that. So my thing is, you know, stay tuned to that. That's happening very soon. Another thing that I can put out there, too, as well, you know, we're always looking to, you know, not only just sell supplements, but also create a platform for our drug-free athletes in order to get themselves or promote themselves or what may have you. A big example is look at Kayla, look at Martin Daniels, what we're doing for them, you know, with the DVD and the podcast and all that. So we're always looking to, you know, to create a platform. So what we're going to also do now, I can't give you a time frame, but it's going to happen. We're going to do a baseball card. And what we're going to do is at our fulfillment center, so imagine this. So it would have, like, for example, like Meshack on the card.
And then
on the back, will
he
promote, like, what's his favorite product, you know, and how he used to kill it. And then what we would do is have our fulfillment center, they'll put it on the top of the lid, you know, like on the proteins and stuff, and you twist it off and stuff like that. And they'll put it all the leads and stuff like that. And then we'll do different things too with that. So you'll get, like, it'll be like maybe our top 10, you know, top athletes and stuff like that. And we'll do, you know, crazy contests. Like, if you get 10 meat jacks, you win this. You win this. You win this. You win Kalen Patterson. You win this. You know, things of that nature that we're doing. Just to, yeah, you know, that's how we do, man. We shake up the industry. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna. That's gonna be coming out too as well. And there's a whole. I mean, like I said, man, this the future coming up for PvP is bright. And we're you know, eventually we'll also be coming out with multivitamins, fish oil, things of that nature too as well. Now, you know, and we will expand. And so we're, you know, if you hear us being quiet, just know that JB and Joe and Chad and the P4P gang is working, and we're working behind the scenes, and we're making sure that we make, because we're always and this is just how I think and whatnot. What's next? Can we make establish ourselves in concrete? How can we make us even more bona fide? Because if you stand still in this game, you'll get swallowed up. Especially where we're coming from, we're basically niching ourselves to drug-free and stuff like that. We have to always stay ahead of the curve. And we have to do things that is not only, you know, they have to be where we can concrete ourselves in this industry for a long, you know, 15, 20 years. So not gimmicky things, you know, like, you know, let me give away a protein. Like most of the cats do, let's give away a protein at an event or something like that. Now, that stuff is cute. But what we want to try to do is we want to establish something. We want to change things and stuff like that. And then, you know, you wait till you see where P4P goes, man. You're going to be so shocked. You're going to be so shocked. You know, sometimes, you know, what you plan don't always happen, that there's a master plan that's beyond your plan. And sometimes and what you have to do is you have to adapt to it. And you have to understand where you are and where you want to go. That's the two things that you have to understand, I mean, when it comes to anything, success, anything that happens, you got to understand that. When you have those two things that you understand, then you'll be able to adapt to anything. Even if you make out a plan, it doesn't work exactly where you want to, which that happens and stuff like that, something will appear where there's a bigger plan, there's a bigger scheme, there's a way that you can even establish yourself even more, you know. And sometimes you have to follow it blindly, and you have to do it because it makes sense. And my thing is the things that, you know, I feel the things that we were doing in the first 3 years was things to let people know, P4P, here we are, right? Now, the next 3 years is about we're here and whatnot. We're here and we're staying. This ain't no gimmicky stuff. We're staying. And and we're putting roots now to make that happen. So, you know, stay tuned, man. There's a lot of things that's going to be happening and stuff like that. And it's all for drug-free and things of that nature and drug-free athletes and stuff like that. And, you know, just a shake. I think P4P has the best athletes in drug-free bodybuilding, period. I was just looking at our athletes. I was just looking at some of our athletes. I was like, man, dude, we got a roster. I was like sitting there, like looking at Cleveland, Williams, Meat Shack, and then you know, we got talent like Kayla, and we got you, Desiree, over there on the mic. I mean, we got a lot, man. This is all star. This is an all-star team. Angela Gideo, Charmaine Williams, killing it in IFBB, drug free. I mean, we have a roster and stuff like that that I feel very comfortable with. And I think it's going to just get better, but I think we're going to also get more established to where we can rival. I think big, so you got to start targeting and stuff like that. I talk big too, so I think big, I talk big, and I go big, and that's how I roll. But you know, where we can rival GNC, where we can rival Total Nutrition, we can rival these places and stuff like that, and sort of give the people another option of a company. Companies that don't put, you know, shady stuff on their shelves, that you can trust the stuff that they have and stuff. And there's going to be things in place down the road that I haven't even talked to you, Kaylin, about, you know, and stuff like that. But I will talk to you about that is going to, I think, shake up the industry. I think people are going to definitely, you know, I think, put it like this, the next 3 years, people are going to definitely know what we're trying to do. Let's put it that way.
Hey, JB, hold on. We got a question. We got a question for you. Because, you know, it's a live show. We got a lot of listeners. So, here. Okay, you ready?
No, what? Excuse me.
Okay, what is it about the alter ego that has everybody working so much harder? I think this is somebody from my gym. Okay, I know who this is. All right, okay. Well, I'll let you answer it, but I already know the answer.
Okay.
What is it that's got us working like we am? You know, we got some guys that are taking stuff that are you know, illegal stuff, and they're not working as hard.
There's an ingredient in there, theobromine, theophylline, and then, you know, a cocoa extract. And my thing is that way back, you remember when I talked to you before about Rage from MHB? Well, they used to have a, they used to, way back in the day, they used to have a thing in there called El Dopa. And they used to, it was basically a feel-good type deal that they put in there and stuff like that. And what it does is that between that and the beta alien, and me and Joe experienced this with our old stuff, but it wasn't with the El Dopa. It was actually with the theobromine and theophylline, the cocoa extract, where me and Joe took, while we were driving from Boston one day, the event, in that first year, and we were super tired, so we took a little more than what we probably should have. And normally when, if I took that much from a regular pre-workout, kind of got sick in the car. You know, you, I don't know if you ever experienced that, but I would have been, you know, because you're so hyped and you're just sitting in the seat, I would have felt sick on that. Well, with this, our old, the old formula from our alter ego, we felt great. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, we talked so much and we felt so great that we were like from Boston back home to Madison, Wisconsin before we even knew it. And when we got there, me and Joe was like, man, dude. So, like what I said, this actually has been thought of the first year we started P4P Muscle. And we were like, how can we, you know, make, you know, a really phenomenal formula for pre-workout? And that, those two ingredients and the beta alanine, which there's a ton of research that will, you know, even more now for even other sports besides bodybuilding. When it first came out, it was more meant towards bodybuilding. But then more research came out, and beta-alanine has been a hot ingredient for not only bodybuilding, but, you know, MMA, cardiovascular, any cardiovascular sport, anything like that. So, it, you know, beta-alanine is a phenomenal ingredient because it's made to beat. It's made for you to go hard and whatnot. That's where it works. It works the best when you're doing a workout where you go hard at it. And with those two combinations, plus we have 25 milligrams of Yohimbe. If you go in the GNC and check all the rest of them and stuff like that, none of them touch it. I think the highest I've seen was 20 milligrams, which is going to give you focus too as well. So there's been a lot of high potency, not potency to where it's too much, but it's at the top of where research say you should have to get results. And where, you know, some of the other pre-workouts, they do the, either at the bottom or towards the middle of what you should have. So we decided to get the, you know, the utmost as high as we could go within research for people to get results in a safe, you know, in a safe, you know, manner, and put that in our ingredients versus like a lot of other pre-workouts out there. The cheapest thing for us to do would have been to load it up with caffeine. Now, in actuality, our caffeine is probably the lowest it has ever been. We actually took it down. Our caffeine was a lot higher in our original formula. But we wanted to actually put the potency in the ingredients that actually is going to enhance your performance and get you results versus mask it with caffeine that gets you on a high, but then it drops you down. You don't really benefit anything from it other than a short-term burst. So we put a lot of money into those ingredients and whatnot, and I'm just going to tell you, it's basically the Cadillac of pre-workout. Everything else is a Hyundai.
No, I agree. You ain't got to tell me. I've had it. I'm telling you. Well, you know, I tell you like this. We since we're running right into the supplement spotlight time, I'm going to give you some testimonials because, like, the people, like I said, you know, this is something, the way you guys are talking, I said it would be a shame for me to be selfish and keep it to myself, especially when I'm sitting there hyping it up and then say, no, nobody can touch it. So, basically, we got five or six of us in there. We ended up with seven when one of the guys had seen us all going like we were. But this is just three. Okay, from the two women, one is the mother of three. I mean, a mother of two,
yeah.
I'm sorry. And the other one is just wanting to compete. Well, she's already competed. Now she wants to compete in November. And they both said,
right,
from start to finish, complete focus. And it, like you said, it's not caffeinated to the point where, you know, like, I don't, well, I used, since we could talk about it, when I had taken back in the day NO Explode, I think that's the best example I can give you of jitters, where it's like, it's like I wasn't in control of myself. So they said they didn't have that kind of reaction. But the taste, that's the thing that really kind of blew them away, because they were waiting for that. Yeah, if it, you know, because most of the time, and you know just like I do, if it works good, it tastes terrible. If it tastes good, it ain't worth nothing. Y'all found a combination that actually works for the people. And then my homeboy, he wants to do Ben's physique, and he got hold of it, and now he wants to do bodybuilding. That's the best example I can give you, where it really
Here's the deal, man. When I first got, when I first taste tested, right? So we went through about, like I said, a year and a half just taste testing it, right, to get the taste right. And that's just important with us, man. You know, if it doesn't taste right, people ain't going to drink it. And if they do drink it, it's not going to last very long. So we need to get the taste right, but we also, you know, we wanted the performance. So that's a tricky, you know, like what you just, you know, the example you put out there, it's a tricky, you know, thing to do. But we felt, you know, after, you know, once we got it right, I think it was the last taste test that I got. I think me and Joe and them was at somewhere. I forgot, over Chad's house or something like that. And when I tasted that, man, I was like, oh, my God, this has got to be the best tasting pre-workout I ever tasted. I'm pretty hard. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things. I'm probably the hardest of between Joe and Chad of it being perfect and then tasting perfect. And if it tastes like there's something funny about it, you know, I'll be like, man, you got to go back to the drawing board. And my thing is that once I used it in the gym, then I was like, man, this is ridiculous. And the commonality that I'm getting from people are that, you know, I had a lady that was scared, never took a pre-workout in her life. And she was scared to take it at first. And, you know, she finally took, you know, she took a, you know, a survey and whatnot. And she said what she liked about it was that she didn't have the jitters. She didn't, but she, at the same time, she felt focused. She felt good. She felt like her endurance was, like, off the chart. And this is what's addicting about it. I want to say, this is what will get you like, man, dude, this is, you know, I shouldn't, like, I have never felt this great, you know.
Exactly.
Without some jitters behind it, you know.
I need that just to go to work. Forget the workout.
We got people that are taking it for that.
Yeah. And like I said, we got paramedics and we got cops on the beat that use our stuff and whatnot. They said they like it. There's no jitters.
I don't want them having jitters.
No,
jitters turn to hitters.
So we feel is a great is a phenomenal product, and you know my thing is that you know we got some things in the work to make sure, you know, we get a ton of people knowing about it, because it honestly is that good. I'm not saying this I mean, this is, I mean, I guess people are like, oh, man, what else are you going to say? But I'm going to tell you, man, look, if that stuff wasn't legit, you wouldn't see us pushing it like that, like you seen us pushing it. You wouldn't see me all over the place tasting. I mean, I'm taste testing that more than I'm taste testing the protein and stuff like that.
More than life than snickerdoodle. I hate to say it.
You know what, though?
The question I get is, when are you going to come out with a strawberry? Did I miss that? Did we used to have one and now we don't? What's going on there?
Here's the thing. Everything we try to make it taste good. And strawberry is kind of tricky. Sometimes you get a strawberry and it tastes fake and stuff like that. So, we're in the works of, doing some stuff. But right now, we're focusing on Alter Ego Extreme. We just brought up Ice Cream Sandwich, too, as well. They're all my children, but that the Ice Cream Sandwich has a special place in my heart. But it's probably because it's the first one that I taste tested and the one that made me fall in love with our whole line. But what I'm saying is that we're coming out with a bunch of stuff, and but we want to make sure that but my thing is that we also want to remind everybody, look at the price that we're putting on everything. So, the prices are going down. The Alter Ego price is ridiculous for what you get. You go
yeah,
out
for
there,
what you did
go,
for the sale, that was off the chain. That was off the chain. I had people, I was like, get that now, please.
Yeah, and that might stay like that now. That might be a vote thing. So my thing is, I'm telling you, dude, it's a good price for what you're getting. You're getting the highest beta alien in the industry, highest Yohimbe in the industry. You're getting everything, I mean, the potency, everything, the taste, everything. You're getting all that, and it's under $30.
Yeah.
Sign me up. So, I mean, for 44 servings, that's under a dollar per serving. You know, which, what is it, like 50 cents per serving? It's crazy. So,
yeah.
My thing is, cop that. Cop that. That's a good deal. And there's going to be even more deals with the Freak Show starring Kaylin Patterson and Martin Day. You know, see how I put you first. But there's going to be a discount on Alter Ego Extreme with that DVD. So, definitely comp that. That's going to be a great thing. But, yeah, there's a lot of things. And, there's still going to be things that we're thinking of doing that involves the athletes at the events and stuff like that. I will tell you, we will be doing a PvP Athlete of the Year, too, coming up
for
you now. We're in the works for that. Now, I can't tell you everything with it, but let me put it this way. Whoever gets PvP Athlete of the Year is going to be treated like a king or a queen and whatnot for the day. And they're going to get paid, and they're going to get a belt. They're going to get a PvP, one of those belts that you see me. You seen those belts, right, Kaylin?
Yes.
And they gonna get one.
I'll post the picture.
That's what those belts
are. I'll post
the
picture on the page. Yeah. And they're some good belts too. They heavy. I'll tell you that right now. They ain't cheap. Those things are heavy.
No, those are legit. And then there's gonna be some other things and stuff, and we'll come out that probably will start like at the end of Friday and stuff like that, so we can everybody's focused on it. And there's gonna be a lot of things coming out, man, that we're gonna get into, shake the industry too as well. And we always, you know, we always want to take suggestions and testimonies and things of that nature. The people is how we started Fever Pete. So, you know, we'll never stop listening to the people. So definitely, you know, keep on, you know, telling us what, you know, what you think of our product, what we could do better. Whatever information you can give us and whatnot would definitely, you know, help us in the right direction. And it's all drug-free and stuff like that. There's also a portion of the when you buy a product that goes towards the drug-free athlete's training. So that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, and that's, it's just good, I want to say, and a refreshing. I'm not saying this because I'm associated or affiliated with P4P, but it's just good to have a supplement provider come on and just be so clear about their stance, you know, their philosophy behind developing their products, and just so there is no guessing. I mean, because that's a lot of what Kaylin and I have been talking about in our guests the last couple of weeks.
Oh, my goodness,
just the issues with supplements, which are such a big part of bodybuilding, all bodybuilding, but especially for natural bodybuilding, because it can make or break you. And I would love it. Actually, I put a challenge out there for anybody else who feels as confident about their product as P4P. Let us know. I don't know if we'll get anybody to take us up on that challenge, but you know what? There is no question. Nobody can ever question what JB, Chad, and Joe stand for or what their product stands for, because they're very clear about it and they'll shout it from the mountaintop. So
Well, thank you, Desiree. I appreciate that. Like I said, it was a ground floor thing, and we're not a type of people who put out a bunch of stuff, you know, get this, boom, boom. I'm going to tell you, man, we go out there, I'm old school, man. I'm old school with my training, and that's how we probably do business how we train and stuff like that. If, you know, we want to know if our stuff is legit, we go out there and take it to the people. And we take our stuff to the people. I mean, we hand deliver that. I mean, before that came out, I was at events, at gyms. I mean, in gym. And I'm talking about, hey, man, put this through the paces and whatnot. Put this against any pre-workout that you got and tell me how it does and stuff like that. That's what we do. That's not a cockiness. That's us feeling that if the people give us a thumbs up, then it's legit. Because at the end of the day, that's where it starts and ends. You know, we did that, and that's how we started P4P Muscle. When we went out, mm-hmm. We went across the country, and we tasted our products to everybody and stuff like that. We went against, we didn't care who was across the table, credentials, whatever deal is and whatnot. We make things pretty simple, man. At the end of the day, man, if the ingredients are legit, and the people like your stuff and they feel that it does well and stuff like that, and you present it like that, it comes across genuine. And then people respect that and stuff like that, and they trust that. And so, you know, that's where we come from, you know, bottom line and stuff. So, you know, not trying to, you know, say anything about anybody else and whatnot, because they do their business how they do their business. But, that's just how we do our business. We feel that, you know, we need approval from, you know, the people. So, you know, there'll be people who, athletes, and there are people they train, stuff like that. Man, I think I dropped, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things. I was like, man, I didn't drop it, you know, that was before we even had it out. You know, I did that so these people could put it through the paces and see how good it was and stuff like that. Because I thought it was good, but I don't know everything. Thing is that I made sure, you know, I put it through the paces with some athletes that I know that will put it through the paces, and they would tell me the straight up if this was legit or not. Really, mm-hmm. You know, some hard critics. And I knew if these hard critics said, hey, man, that's some good stuff, then it was legit.
Oh, sure.
It is legit. And oh, shucks, that's right. What more can be said? So JB, unfortunately, it's always a sad part of the show. We are at the end of the show. Shout out. I know you got some.
Let me say real quick, though. You and Kaylin are doing a phenomenal job with this show. And you are representing not just P4P Muscle, but the drug-free world like no other. You are bringing a platform for people that hasn't been there before, and a neutral platform where people can come in there and speak their mind openly without feeling that they can't say this, or, you know, this podcast is tilted this way or whatever the deal is. And I think that you guys are revolutionizing the way this is done in a drug-free world. I think 20 years from now, they will be hollering at how YouTube pioneered the whole thing, and you will see thousands of people, maybe millions, doing it exactly like you and stuff like that. So I would like to congratulate YouTube for doing such a great podcast and doing such a great job with your guests.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you. So, with that being said, Kaylin, my friend, any last thoughts?
Well, we covered the supplement spotlight with the All Shuck, so I'll let you take it home.
We did. Well, you know what, guys? I'm going to say I'm not biased. Maybe I am. But, you know, P4P Muscle, if you haven't checked it out, if you're listening for the first time, check it out. Try it. You know, come to your own conclusions and opinions on it. But I think you might be pleasantly surprised in what you're going to find. And as always, give us your thoughts, your feedback. Let JB know how you think he and Joe and Chad, how all the boys are doing. And they're out here to serve you guys, the athletes, the maybe not competitive bodybuilders, but, you know, gym bodybuilders. And so let them know, because your thoughts are going to get turned into action, and we can only expect more things to come. So keep an eye on P4P Muscle, keep an eye on Midwest Muscle on Facebook, and definitely keep an ear on P4P Real Talk, because we're going to be talking to you again soon. So you know what's next. Your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Nickerdoodle.
Don't you trust my hustle. That's for you, Kaylin.
I got you.